one of our desires when putting the band together was to not just write music in a vacuum and then, you know, perform it. We were really interested in how to collaborate with other artists and how to draw upon different kinds of source material that wasn't just necessarily us looking inward.
What were some of the stories that people told you that were influential in the composition of this album?
Some big themes kind of floated to the top. So land access was a really big one. There's a lot of people that really want to farm, and they can't afford farmland, or the farmland that they're able to access isn't the kind of land that they want to use because it's so contaminated with chemicals and, you know, spill. And it's so sad to hear these people that really want to create healthy food not be able to access it. And then another one was this inability to pass a family farm on because the children or the people who would have inherited it aren't interested in farming. And so we talked to a lot of farmers who were like, yeah, I built this empire and my kids want nothing to do with it.
Oh, my first garden that I ever grew was in a little patch of dirt by the playhouse.
You know, we have an idea of a shared past, at least the people that came here and started farming. We have an idea of that, a vision of that tradition. I don't know, what are you trying to bring to the present from the past, do you think, with the work you're doing? And what could make people maybe feel more a part of this place that maybe they're missing in the current?
Well, I think part of the present condition of where we live in the world is to feel fundamentally disconnected from each other. We're so connected in so many ways, but I just heard someone make the point the other day that if we were to tell people 100 years from now, say we did manage to master this local food economy that we're trying to make happen all over the country, say we mastered it and we look back 100 years from now and we said, isn't it ridiculous that we ate, asparagus from Argentina? Like that, how decadent does that sound? But we do, like, practically every time we eat asparagus. You know, I mean, it's really, we don't even acknowledge how kind of absurd it's become, this global economy. And so I think as artists, as a band, Nicole and Sarah and Marcy and Katie and I are. We're really interested in connecting and our songs connecting with people. So I think we're really attracted to subject matter that helps people connect with history, with our shared history and with, you know, with the lives that we're living on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Your art certainly does that. I mean, you guys reach back to a sort of vernacular tradition of music in a lot of the songs I hear on your new album. I think most, probably most on point for that would be the Kill Floor.
Gristle and bone, hoof and horn, hanging great, leaving me torn, home. Discarded back strap, gotta save, gotta send my dollars back home. No bull, no boar on the kill floor. Singing a work day song to help move the day along. Hope it won't be long till I go home.
I'm from Dubuque originally, and of course, you know, big meatpacking town, Dubuque.
Yeah.
got our canned hams. And the meatpacking plant was this kind of scary brick building downtown. And I don't know that actually rivers of blood flowed out of it, but in my mind as a child, like, that's what that place was. And it was the sustenance. It was the basis of the economy in the town that I lived in. And these folks were going in every day, and it's this really, systematic, process where you know, in those factories, there is a music to those machines and the human physical process, and that's where those work songs come from. And so you know, we all kind of talked to different people who work in meatpacking, and found all this really luscious, hard language that comes out of that process. And we also really acknowledge that now a lot of the people that work in meatpacking plants, that money that they're making, they're sending home. They're sending to another country, probably, you know, Mexico or somewhere in South America to feed and sustain their families there. It's not true of all people that work in meatpacking, but that's what that song ended up being about, was, you know, just this slogging through the blood in order to keep your family alive.
Mm-hmm. I guess that takes us back to the global economy. I mean, and how we are, so many people are in search of a life. They come here to work in a place like a meatpacking plant to send money home. And are there many people that kind of argue against you and say, but, you know, this is what's giving us jobs? These meatpacking jobs are difficult. It's, you know, obviously they're difficult, but they pay pretty well.
I think it's important to be like, okay, well, you know, like, we like meat, we want to eat it, you know, mm-hmm. How do we do this in a way that's responsible? How can we change what we're doing so that people aren't out of work and we're also not destroying the world that we live in? I mean, we have to do something. So talking about it, I guess. I mean, I wouldn't be talking about this on the radio with you right now if I hadn't toured around the state talking to farmers and food workers and meat packers and getting all this information to write this music. So I think arts have a unique opportunity to contribute to these conversations, maybe in a way that's a little less taking of sides and a more conversational.
Rest these bones when the sun sleeps, work's never done. More we grow, the less we keep when the season comes.
You know, I'm thinking of now one of your songs, Rust These Bones.
Yeah.
And one of the lines is, the more we grow, the less we keep. And that seems to be in line with what you're saying about this idea of farming now, that we are growing more than we've ever grown before.
Rust These Bones, that came out of an interesting part of the project where we asked farmers to write us letters about their lives. We gave them some prompts, and this wonderful woman named Lois Pavelka, it was the first letter I received, and I was so excited that it just sent off, you know, just sent off light bulbs in my head. And when I read her letter, I realized if I really wanted to distill it to one thought, one thing, it was that these folks at that farm, for all of us, work so hard, and that work just does not stop. It's not like at the end of the day, they're like, well, we got everything done. That like doesn't ever happen.
Yeah.
And I was just filled with this huge, huge sense of gratitude. You know, you can sit down with a plate of food and say, you know, thanks farmers, you know, thank you for feeding us. But when you think about people dedicating their entire lives to mastering this incredible task, it just filled me with complete awe, and that's where that song came from.
I've been talking with Katie Roche of the Awful Purdies. They will be performing on Wednesday, June 8th in Windmill Park at Orange City. The show begins at 7 o'clock. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Mark Munger.
These bones.
never done.